So you can look back, and I'm sure you still miss Ray to this day. Every day, you said he was your best friend. Any reflection on life as you look back? You probably already said it's changed you, all these accidents and loss of your brother.
You know, when you have the opportunity, you got to enjoy it. And make as many friends as you can, because someday you may need those when you're in a bind. The outpouring, when I came back here after the accident and I was all bunged up for a year, was absolutely incredible. The people that showed up at the doorstep, people we hadn't seen in years. You know, Bill Doyle, a friend here who's in a wheelchair, he had an accident. When I had to get a fitting for a wheelchair, he was the first guy over there to help me get the right one and modify the house to where you can do all these things when he's in one himself.
And then the outpouring when Ray died, I mean, that was tremendous too. I attended that service that we had in the Civic Auditorium. That drew quite a crowd.
Yes. You know, he had the time to plan, because it was not an emergency accident that, you know, your family has a week to plan.
Yeah.
He had a lot of thought, and man, he did it right, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. Any advice to young people who listen to this?
Work hard. Take the extra time to study and to know what your product may be or your skill. And if you can't, hang on to people that may have that skill and let them be your mentor. There's nothing wrong with hanging on the shirt tails of somebody that's better than you, because they may take you along with them. I've always tried to hire, when I hired, somebody that was better than me, because they'll take you along with them.
That's good. And you said that with emotion in your voice. And I want to thank you. The Siegfried name, it's solid in this community after all these years. Nordam name is solid in this town, and you ought to be proud, and we're proud to have talked to you. Thank you for giving us your time.
Well, thank you, John, for what you've did over the years.
Yeah.
And I'll mention, there was one time you called my name out on the radio at KRMG, and I was a dead guy. I did come back to haunt you.
And what you're referring to is that morning, I think it was October 9th, that Monday, this crash would have happened on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We heard about it when I was on the air. And the information I got when I announced the crash was that Robin Siegfried had died. You are absolutely right. And you're here to be in my face and say, John, I'm very much alive. As we shake hands. That's great. I'm glad you brought that up.